Welcome to the CFG Gamecast episode number 216, a weekly podcast created by gamers and streamers who like to discuss the latest gaming topics from the previous week. We stream a new episode every week and we're releasing on all podcast services. So do us a favor and show us some love by liking, following, and subscribing to our YouTube channel, the CFG channel, or go to our main website, confreaksandgeeks.com, to not miss an episode. If you want to throw some ducats our way to support the podcast itself, you could always become a VIP member, just like Vicky G, Scarlet, Red Velvet, and Silver Spoon, by going to the CFG.store for some extra goodies.
I swear I can spell.
I swear you can't. he tried to say exclamation point store, but he's exclamation point soter. There you go. I am Mr. CFG Games himself, Davis Green, with me today. I got the five-star general of the itty bitty Smitty committee. I got Smitty in the third seat. What is going on, my dude?
First off, hopefully Lex is getting some rest. She was here. She tried to make it. She was trying to be a trooper, but you could tell that she did not feel well. So, hopefully she's getting some rest and gets to feeling better soon. Along with myself, like this whole month, dude, like I've been struggling with my diverticulitis. Ended up going into the emergency room this past Thursday, which they give me, like, dude, like this is a newer emergency room. Dude, I was in that thing so quick. Like, that's literally what it is.
Oh, really?
It's an emergency room. Yeah. I was in there. They got a CT scan going. They took my blood. They gave me some morphine. Like,
wow.
I was like,
how fast?
It was like within the first hour of being there.
Wow. So you were there for an hour?
I was there for like maybe an hour and a half, two at max. Excuse me. There weren't very many people. So like, luckily, like, that's one thing I hate about going to the emergency room. And like, there's a ton of people and you got to wait and you're just sitting there in pain, uncomfortable around a bunch of strangers. Like, dude, like that's the place for sure. But yeah, they confirmed it's non-complicated. So that's good thing. That means it's not an active infection. However, they gave me antibiotics and some ibuprofen 800s and sent me on my way. So now it just needs to heal, and it takes time, for it to heal, just because there's so much going on and there's no way of not letting stuff happen down there, because if you eat, all that stuff plays in together. And then if you don't eat, then you get gassy and it's even more painful. So like, you just got to deal with the pain. So that's what I've been doing. Haven't been able to stream. Haven't been able to do the gaming news. Like, I've literally just been laying down either on a recliner or on in bed, basically. So I'm hoping I'm going to take this weekend, rest up, and hope I'm good. Because I was good Monday. We had NAB. NAB was in town, which ended a day earlier, 2 days.
Why?
Either a day or two. It ended Wednesday. I don't know. It started Sunday, though. Like, officially, what? I didn't realize it started. Yeah, I know.
It officially started Sunday
and ended Wednesday. No, there's usually something Sunday, but it's usually pre-nab stuff. And then the first official day is typically Monday. And it usually goes till the Thursday, I wanted to say. So
where was that? Was that the Las Vegas Convention Center, too? Or was it
at the convention
else?
Center. Yeah. Yeah. All of it. It's in all the halls.
Oh, yeah, it's in all of it? Wow.
It's in all the halls. It's huge, dude. It's the biggest one in the world. The biggest broadcasting convention in the world. Wow. Is the NAB that's out here. Because I think there's one in New York in the fall as well. If you've been at NAB, there's not a lot of major changes that are happening. I was actually going there to look more for like AI content stuff. I remember when it kind of switched from like broadcast heavy to more content creator and like solopreneur stuff and whatnot. So like, really, there's not like, I walked around, nothing really. I was like,
I don't know about the AI.
I don't even know if I go next year. It's just kind of like, meh.
To be honest with you, though, that's exactly kind of what turned me off on wanting to go to GDC anymore, was because of how AI's introduction of it just basically kind of like flooded the topics of like of the whole event itself. And I'm just like, I just don't have the I just either don't have the interest or really the full care of like because you remember when like AI was kind of tipping its toe in it, like in its weird thing with like blockchain and all these weird for years. And then all of a sudden it just probably in the last 2 years, it's just been slowly getting bigger and bigger and bigger when it came to that. Like, it just, so now it's starting to kind of overrun
everything. Everything has an AI something now, and they're like, how do we work it into editing? How do we work it into design? And you know what I mean? Like, it's inevitable. It's not going away. And now is the time to get in, I feel, and learn it to see how you can utilize it and take advantage of it, because it's only going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, pretty much. The full experience for me to say, hey, let me go all the way to San Francisco, do that for a week, and then come back just for AI stuff. I was like, nah, not worth it. Not for me. I do miss the parties and stuff, but still, it's like,
which is nice, but it's like, unless you have like, hey, I've set up a bunch of interviews, or I've got a bunch of meetings with people to hopefully, you know, whatever. Like, I feel like a lot of that stuff in terms of the show floor is just like same shit every year. Mm-hmm. They've just iterated on something that already exists. Or whatever, which some of them is dope. Instacam with their AK 360 camera, consumer friendly price. That is something I'd like to pick up, because there's all kinds of practical uses you can use that for like real estate videos and building out like 3D tours and stuff like that. Like,
what's it called?
That would be Instacam? Huge. Instacam 360. They just came out with an AK version of it. I know Lucas was working with them. Yeah.
Oh, 8K. Yeah, I know.
8K, yeah.
Oh, this is 8K, like an AK-47?
No. Well, that's the other thing, too. You had some companies that were promoting like AK, 10K stuff, and it's like, look, dude, like, commercially, nobody's got TVs to even be able to support that stuff. So you can have as much juice as you want, but it's all going to get downscaled to be able to fit basically, you know what I mean, 1080p or maybe 4K. But commercially, it's just not the selling point for that stuff. Is like, well, future proof yourself now. But it's like I get that. But by the time it's commercially viable, there's going to be a ton of other ways to be able to do it at a cheaper price. So it's like that stuff I just kind of don't pay attention to.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing this. Yeah. Okay. Wow. This is a small camera. This is almost as small as a.
No, I know, dude.
Small as very a GoPro. Powerful. Wow. Okay.
It's pretty powerful.
It's bigger than a GoPro, but still, it's like, wow.
But
okay.
Yeah. For a consumer level, I think it's fantastic. Yeah. Exactly. Never future proof. Gem 1. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. As for me, dude, like I haven't been streaming because I've been busy with some other stuff, but for the most part though, I have been, I've been playing a lot of cool stuff, with upcoming Destiny 2 stuff as well.
All right, we got to play, dude.
I'm not playing it. You know I'm not going to play it.
Oh, I thought you... Oh!
Destiny 2?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm good. Yeah.
I forgot we had a whole conversation about that.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good. I don't play Destiny 2, so I'm just good. So then, what's it called? But then we also got this... I got a chance for No Rest for the Wicked, which is an incredible game. Nice. I will stream that one tomorrow, actually. So that's going to be a fun one, for one to check out. And then I also got this really cool strategy game that's like Marvel Midnight Suns called Capes, and I've been messing around with that, and have been having a real fun time messing around with the battle system in that, and I am loving it. So it's
sick. I'm gonna have to check that out, dude.
Yeah, so I think I think it's going to be a very, very under the radar kind of game. But it definitely holds its own. I mean, it's not like the best looking game, but it definitely holds its own identity, which is really all you really could ask for. So, definitely going to look for, you should definitely look forward to it. I'm thinking about maybe making a small preview session of it on YouTube. Cause like I've been recording all my play. I usually like to do that if I don't have an idea what I'm going to do. So, but this one looks pretty, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. We'll see. It's there.
Decision has not completely been made yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a thing. I can convert it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. That's exactly what it is. It's like,
I get it.
I have ideas. Not sure they're good ideas, but let's cross that bridge once we get there. That's exactly what it is.
It's like me and Nightingale, dude.
Oh God, you ran a scam on Nightingale. That's what you did.
I did not, dude. I will create the content. You ran a scam. I have it recorded. I feel terrible.
You're right, like,
now. I am a content creator.
You are Nightingale. You are an ambassador to Nightingale content for 2 months now, and nothing. They're like, we have. I was like, you know what?
This son of a bitch.
We're going to give this guy a key. He loves survival games. He plays a lot of different survival games. But no, it was like, oh, yeah. We can't say no to his awesome content in survival. Oh, so what has he made? Oh, absolutely nothing. Nothing. A big fat zero.
Big old nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh,
ooh, just a reminder, too. X Defiant playtest is going on throughout this weekend as well.
Is X Defiant still playtesting? Wow, well, I thought dude, that came
like,
out.
Like, that woman was weird because like it was like they had a time where they were planning on coming out and it kept getting delayed. Then it got delayed indefinitely. And then like here, like a month or so ago, they're like, we got another stress test coming out, which is this weekend. So you might want to check on, I think it's Ubisoft, would be the launcher that you find that on.
What is it testing at this point, man? It's been 2 years, right? Like,
I don't even know. Like, I thought it was pretty solid. Like, I enjoyed playing it. Like, I had fun with it, but like,
this is weird. And yeah, anyways. But anyways, I know y'all guys don't want to talk about X Defiant because I sure as hell don't. So let's go. Let's go through the normal rigmarole that we like to do each and every week. So each of us chooses a topic of discussion in the world of video games from the previous week. The topic would or could be a game itself or something that happened in the gaming industry. And we do not want to talk about it amongst ourselves. We want you, the listeners and viewers on Twitch, YouTube, and on Kick to be a part of the conversation. So if there is something that you're wanting to chime in about whatever we talk about, by all means, just type it inside the chat. We would love to discuss it with you and get your opinions on what we are talking about today. So let's get this started. So since Lex is out, Lex did have a topic and I just left it in there, and I'm just going to go by it itself, which is actually a pretty interesting topic. So 2 months ago, there was a game that came out called The Last Epoch. The Last Epoch was a game that was supposed to be kind of like, you know what, Path of Exile. So not Wrath of Exile.
I was like, I never heard of Wrath of Exile. Yeah. That's the crazy.
Sequel. It's a sequel. That's what it is. Yeah. Like Path of Exile, Diablo, and all those kind of like, you know, dungeon crawler, action RPGs and stuff so it came out 2 weeks 2 months ago, had fair reviews, had a good healthy amount of concurrent viewers in its release. But as you know, as every new game occurs, there's always going to be a massive drop of like, you know, concurrent viewers. Unfortunately, the level of the, since this game I believe was a free to play game, was this game free to play? Hold on, let me make sure before I say that.
I was like, I don't know that it was. Yeah.
Hold on, let me
I make feel sure. like it might have been a pay game. If it's a I pay feel game, like a lot more people will be playing and know about it if it's free to play. I could be wrong.
The game came out kind of like, well, when I heard about it, I literally heard about it 2 weeks before it came out. So
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember it, but like, I feel like I remember it within a sea of other games that I cared more about. Oh, yeah, it's a paid game, right?
Yeah, so it's $34.99. Okay, so you had to pay. Yeah, so it was $34.99. Yeah, and but then they were, it was like a game as a service at that point. With it. So, you know, actually, I don't even know if it's set as game as a service because it's weird. This game is just, I don't know what the, like, what the point is of this game. It's kind of like how, what was that, an Amazon game that was like this as well?
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, yeah. So basically that game, how this game was touted was like it had fair reviews, so most people were interested in playing it.
New World?
Yeah, no, the other one. There was another one. Lost Ark, that's what it was.
Oh, I never played that.
Yeah, Lost Ark. But it was that was definitely a free to play game, and then it was game as a service. You know, they always had like different kinds of seasons and stuff like that towards it. In it. But anyways, now it's been 2 months. Game is still around, but the problem is the concurrent viewers has dropped more than they anticipated. So now they were originally had about on their highest peak, they had almost 600,000 as on their view concurrents that were going. Then now it has dropped 93% for concurrent viewers, players. So now that drop is very massive. It kind of begs the question, like, how, like, is this kind of game normally like sustainable, like in this kind of, you know, in this kind of environment, when it comes to things like that. Now, to be fair, this is not really my topic, but I was just wondering about it with my two cents, because like, I don't know if this game had a plan on like how are they doing like their end game because the biggest thing is like when you have a game like this, it's about like, I'm assuming it's end game content.
End game loot?
Yeah, or what their plans are, or what's the like how Smitty always likes, oh, Smitty's a broken record when it comes to this, but like what is your calendar, like what's your path of making people interested in your game, like, you know, consistently interested in your game for you to come back to keep on playing it. Because games like Path of Exile and stuff have a certain, you know, they have a set schedule on, like, you know, when you've done the max stuff that you can do for that season, and then you can continue on, and then it's like you're going to get that lull state, and then but then there's the stuff that comes in that's going to make people want you to come back to that game. Last Epoch, really, it's a brand new IP, and I believe that they don't really have, like, you know, much to kind of say, like, oh, you know, recognition itself as a company of like, oh, well, this is what they're going to do for it. They're in a different kind of state of like, okay, end game, you're at the end game, but we don't know what your expectations are. You didn't give us a roadmap, and then we're trying to figure out like what is y'all, like, if this is expected, or what's our expectations, or is this game going to be DOA in like in the next 2 or 3 months? I'm actually do not know, to be honest with you. Like, I don't really have a straight answer or belief of like, or like, now I believe that will this game have a chance for it to turn around? Of course, I think it does, but they would, it's an uphill battle. It's a strong uphill battle. If they have to market itself to be like, this is what we're going to be doing. This is what we're introducing. This is going to be a season of this. Like, and we're going to be giving the players this, and this. You know, but to say like, can all studios and all games do it? No, you like you have to be dedicated as a studio to be like, okay, we're going to be going all in to be supporting this game for a long period of time, and we're needing to show this is how we're needing to this is what we're needing to do to present ourselves to show it. So anyways, that's what my two cents is about it. What about you, Smitty? What do you think?
Yeah, this is where I stand with this stuff is that number one, this had to have been a game that was already in development before I think they realized how many issues they've been running into. If you look over the past years, they got real like, live service games, but they're not running live service games correctly. And even something like this, it takes me back to like Outriders, Anthem, all of those where they create these games, but the end game isn't enough to retain people. Number one, the DLCs then that they came out with afterward were not enough to bring players back and bring new people in. It's not meaty enough. So they keep falling down this pitfall one after the other, and we keep seeing it. I think hopefully maybe we'll start seeing them get away from this, but I think this is just a lack of understanding between the C-suite folks that are putting out decisions. Hey, we want this type of game, but they don't understand what it really takes to support a game like that for it to be successful. Again, there's a reason why Path of Exile is still going strong. There's a reason that there's a second Path of Exile that's coming out. Look at Destiny. Look at Diablo. Look at some of those. You know, I know that they have other issues as well. But one issue that, and again, it took years for them to build this up, is that there's a ton of content. I can go in, maybe I go do trials, maybe I do some PvP, maybe I do some legendary law sectors. There's a lot for me to go through. What now, where I'm at now, is that I'm not willing to dedicate that much time grinding out these things. For me personally, was that back in the day, there were certain weapons you can only get like in raids or like a secret, you had to do some sort of secret puzzle and stuff like that. Nowadays, most of the stuff you could just buy. You know, and you don't have to. So like I kind of lost the fun in having that like exclusive, like I'm one of like not many people that have a Galahorn, you know, and like that was something like I could do anything because people were literally, if you didn't have a Galahorn, they wouldn't even let you in a raid party. It was terrible, terrible times. Luckily, I got one early. But yeah, I just feel like this is something that I don't think it's going to be over yet either. I am sure there's other games that are going to be coming out. They're going to fall directly into this same pitfall. My biggest thing is that there's a lack of understanding. If you're going to create that type of game, you better damn well have at least a year's worth of content that you're going to look to drop, because what's also important is cadence and the cadence in which people can expect new drops, new things. One, my topic that I'm talking about is Exoprimal. And they have a very specific cadence. Seasons last 3 months. I know that at this 3 month time, we're probably going to get new skins, new modes, whatever, but I at least have something that I can do. It's like, I'm gonna grind out this new stuff and then take a little bit of a break. You know, so it's just, I feel like it lives in a weird place because it's reliant on DLC and extra content after you've gotten to this end game, and they anticipate that, but they don't seem to properly plan for it.
But
in a lot
harder,
of those cases,
I think it's just easier said than done, especially with these kind of ARPGs itself. Like take for Diablo 4, for instance, because like Diablo 4, in my opinion, is an overrated game. Like, I mean, it did have its fun, and it's Diablo. I mean, it is what it is. But to say, is it really better than Diablo 3? You know, like, or was it any, did it add any factors to it to make it to, for it to stand still? Path of Exile is the same. Path of Exile, though, in my opinion, like the way how Path of Exile has been sticking it, has been sticking to itself and doing its thing, has done it right. I personally, they've just done it right this whole time, because they threw their studio is Path of Exile. That's what they do. They didn't diversify their game, the different kinds of games. Like the staff, the crew, and everything is dedicated to like how to make Path of Exile the best game that it could possibly be for an ARPG, and then also keep their interest into it. But then I guess the biggest thing is like when you're trying to have like, let's say then you have a new kid on the block is trying to do the same thing. Cause I don't know if, who's the studio that made this, The Last Epoch, 11th Hour Games. Okay. So let me just take a look to see what does 11th Hour Games doesn't have any other game. They're doing basically what Path of Exile is doing, essentially. This is their first game that they've created, and they're putting their toes into making everything they can to make The Last Epoch their, you know, their flagship game and to be as successful as possible. But like I said, they I don't know how big 11th Hour Games are, and I don't know, and I'm not discouraging anyone to be like saying, oh, you can't do this because you're too small to do it. It's just that I just think that like there is a learning curve that I think that that's what they're currently experiencing right now. And I think that it's not, and that's why I feel like it's not too late for them or saying that this is like, I would call it a bust quite yet, because they can easily turn this stuff around and then become the service that they're wanting it to, for it to be. It's just that, it's just really hard because people's attention span for these kind of things, especially with live service games, is incredibly short. Outriders failed because Outriders refused to call themselves a live service game.
Weird.
You know, it was really weird. And I think that like if they embrace that fact, even though you do have to pay, you paid a certain amount of money for this, if anything, they're probably feeling like they're going to have to make like better content because you had to put money up front for this game itself, theoretically.
Well, their DLC even cost money, and it wasn't even that meaty. I never played it.
I'm not talking about that. I was talking about Last Epoch. Yeah, because like, yeah, like you remember, because like we saw when they said like they had the audacity to ask us to put more money in on this game. Right. We were like, no, we're not putting a cent in. But I'm just saying that what Epoch is doing now, is like, I mean, I don't like, they're not staying in the dark. They're doing things. I think they're doing enough to be like, I can give you a chance and we'll just see where this is going to go, but we'll see. But I'm going to keep an eye on you and see if it's going to get better or if it's going to get worse. You know, that's the mentality that I have for it.
What about their marketing though? Because I feel like I didn't really hear anything about this game. Yeah. The only reason I knew about this game was because of Dust. He had said something about it, like, "Oh, dude, like this is definitely a game I'm gonna check out." And I was just like, "Oh," I was like, "I'll check it out," and I was like, "Meh."
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody
pull me in.
We should ask Dust because Dust is probably the person has definitely played this.
He probably absolutely played this.
Yeah, dude. and then see what it was. But I'm saying that the content maybe right now, like I said, Path of Exile, it's a cyclical cycle. Path of Exile has a season. You do everything in that season, then you hit that lull state, then until the new season gets announced, then it comes back up. I think this is where I think Last Epoch is on that lull state right now. It's been 2 months.
Right.
The game is you're at the end of what you can do in the game. And then they're going to have to do whatever. They're going to have to introduce something new here fairly soon. That's where I think this is where it's at right now.
I think it's got to be something meaty. It's got to be something meaty to drive people to want to come back, along with bringing in new players. Otherwise, you end up with essentially a Marvel Avengers situation.
Okay.
Well, Kill the Justice League.
Donk says no kidding. Donk says it's better than looking than D3, and it definitely does look better than D3. I agree. Last Zapod came out came out 2019. I don't know if it was a beta, but I know that the official release date was February 21st, 2024. Because I remember them posting something, and then they also were asking if I wanted a key, and I was like, no, I didn't want one.
Was this game delayed at all?
It had to have been. Early access, that was one. I don't count early access. I don't, like, the official release of when this game was supposed to come out officially came out February 21st. Is this that my point? Yeah.
It's been out for 5 years?
No, early access was 5 years. What, the official release was this year. It officially came out this year. See, that's crazy to
me because I feel like early access essentially is your official release. Even though it's not completely done,
and that's the BS I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, that's BS.
Wild.
I really wish it does. It's not like that, but that's what it is. But that's what it is. Because people's expectations is like, oh, this is what this game is going to be when it's not even fully done. That's why I don't like doing early access on stuff. It's like, because it's a night and day difference. Because just like Baldur's Gate 3 early access was night and day difference to release date was, and that game was in early access for 3.5 years. And I do not.
Yeah, he wasn't saying that the game is dead.
I'm not saying the game is dead.
No.
Yeah. I'm saying that like people's concurrent viewership was at a high back in the beginning of the game when its official release date, but then 2 months now it's dropped 93% like of it. So basically what that's telling me is that they've done everything they needed to do in the game, but people are kind of worried that now since it's so much of a drop, like where are they going to go? Because they've been kind of quiet on what their next step was about this game. At this point, I was just saying that not to worry about it. Yeah. No, not streaming viewership. I'm talking about Steam concurrent viewership, player numbers. Yeah.
Player numbers.
Yeah. So like,
which is typical with a game like that. When you get to end game, people are going to drop off and move to other things until the next big content to update.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, when do they, is there anything about them having a plan or anything for their next content update
I'm going to be straight because like I have no idea because I have not been keeping up with this at all.
Yeah.
But like the biggest thing is that I like, remember, I only knew about this until like 2 weeks before the official release came out. And I was just like, and I was still like, no, thanks. I'm good. I have other stuff to do. So they have to have a roadmap. Let's look around. I mean, we have the internet in front of us.
So I think it'd be crazy for them. Not, and you know, again, maybe you would think though, dude, like if this is built for that, you got to have some sort of, cause then your community, the player base doesn't know what to expect and they'll just move on. We're not at a time anymore where you can get away with, you know, at least within that genre, I feel, having huge lulls between content because people are just going to move on. There's all kinds of other games that are doing things. And dude, I mean, look at something like Helldivers where they're just randomly on a Wednesday, like, oh, by the way, new order, new stratagem coming in, or, you know what I mean? Like just kind of like literally like, we just know that we can expect anything. And turned the whole process of even they've almost like gamified their content drop process and how they're, you know, doing that stuff. So it's making people, you know, like, for Super Earth, we got a democracy and this and that. Like, I love what they're doing. I think that is a great example of how to do at least right now, a solid live service game that is continually changing, dropping new things in, this and that. Like, I think it's an example that a lot of these folks within multiple genres can take a look at and say, hey, man, this thing has been really successful and it continues to be successful as there's new drop. And that's a small studio as well. Yeah, I'm wondering what they're going to do, because I can't see how they don't expand with the numbers that they are pulling. Because there's all kinds of bugs and stuff like that that are still issues. And just how they explain, like, the same people that are making new content are the same teams that are also doing the bugs and fixing bugs. So, like, you're splitting one or the other. You know, you're going to get one or the other. I don't know how their behind the scenes work, but, like, I don't know, man.
Well, like, I don't know if this is good news or bad. Well, actually, I think this is bad news for Last Epoch, because they're saying that people are asking the developer to do like a weekly, like, you know, like something like a community update or something since all the way back in March. And I'm like, man, didn't this game come out in February? they haven't really posted anything, so I don't know. I don't know what that direction is.
So what is going on? Yeah, like, do they not have like a CM or something?
They've been doing bug fixes, but they haven't been doing anything about like an announcement of like the next big thing about it. So like you said with Helldivers is like, it's very interactive, very close interactive, even though it was a very glitchy and buggy game, because they finally fixed my bugs in that game just this week. But the developers are actively adding things while they're doing stuff. Like, they're very interactive to the community of the Helldivers, you know. So that's what makes the game so fun and good, you know. So we'll see, man. We'll definitely see how this is going to go. I'm very interested in wanting to know what their direction is going to be on this. But, man, I don't know, bro.
I'm scared for the people that threw down on the ducats.
Yeah,
but, I am a little nervous.
They took the risk and they gambled and lost for now, as far as I'm concerned. I knew I wasn't interested in it. The only game I'm really interested in doing like a game as a service like this is Path of Exile, because Path of Exile is proven at this point,
right?
And like, hell, I'll ever buy a Blizzard game again. So we'll see how that's gonna go, you know. So, anyways,
true.
Yeah. Anyways, why don't you go with your topic, Smitty? Since I'll close it up.
Yeah, I had to throw down because I've been following along Exoprimal's adventure, which we just saw here three days ago. They launched season four title update 4 for them, which introduces Mega Man skins as well. I like that they've been having collabs since I think it was season 2. It was Street Fighter, Monster Hunter, and now they're doing Mega Man. So it's fun like seeing those skins in there and some of that stuff. One of the big things though about this update is finally they have created the ability to make custom lobbies so you can play with your friends on wherever they're playing, whatever console or service they are playing on. I feel like that's been the biggest issue in terms of this game and the reason why more folks aren't playing it or weren't playing it. I still enjoy playing it, but it's like, again, I can only play with people that are playing on Game Pass. This will now allow, with the custom lobbies, you can do story missions, you can do everything that's in there, and it counts towards progress. So this is something that originally that they had addressed, but like Davis had pointed out, it's been a good year since this game dropped, and that was an issue, and it's now finally seeing the light of day. Again, I feel like this is one of the biggest negatives about this game, which is unfortunate. They've added in new variants for different mechs and stuff like that. So, like, essentially, it's the same roster of mechs, but they have, or suits, but they have different variations, which have different guns, different powers, different abilities and stuff like that. So it really keeps the game fresh and gives you different abilities and different ways to be able to play. They've also added in a new Neo Triceratops, which is like the big, like, there's a mission that you do, it's like basically end game, where like it takes the two teams and puts them together as one, and then you fight this mega boss essentially, which is pretty dope. I know that they've added in some bonus modules, things that have like team effects and stuff like that, which is really cool. The Savage Gauntlet boss fight, which is also a separate mode that they had introduced, where like it's I think that's only five people though. And you go in, it's like basically like a, like almost like a timed event, but it's super hard, but like the rewards for it are worth, the try. It's difficult though, because again, you're usually going to more times than not end up playing with randoms. And if you don't have a good team chemistry or whatever, it is really difficult to actually complete. So that point is really annoying. They upgraded their war chest. There's new rewards, everything. It's just nice to see for me that they're continuing to bring new stuff to the game, continuing to, you know, support it and stuff like that. I'm excited. Again, this is a game. It's a PvPvE style game. Very kind of reminds me of Overwatch in that team setting. But obviously, there's more to it than that. But Exo Primal, if that's something that you guys and like the skins and stuff like that can be purchased via the Bitcoins, and they're like season pass stuff, so like you don't have to purchase the season pass to be able to earn some of those rewards and stuff like that. There's like a secret like Capcom missions within there where you have to like get these things, I don't know if they're like medals or something like that, but like you get enough of those and it unlocks like a secret mission. Like I like what they're doing. I just wish more people were playing it, and I think it'll help. Again, this is why I'm trying to get the word out. It's like, you can now play with your friends on whatever platform via a custom lobby, but the custom lobby still counts towards story progression and other things like that. So you're not like penalized for doing it as a custom lobby. So it basically opens everything up. But that was their way of being able to allow you to group up with your friends that are on different platforms. But it never made sense to me to create a co-op PvP game that not naturally have freaking crossplay. Like that, to me, should have been day one.
Yeah, but I don't know what they were doing with that. And that, and it still kind of discourages me. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have always had no interest in wanting to play this game. But I remember the nightmare that you and Dust was experiencing when you were trying to play together. When you did this, mm-hmm. when you first got this, and I was like, to say like you to work that hard just to play with your friends on something simple, like this wasn't like it wasn't even justifiable on why or a reasoning on why they did it. Like how do you not
right.
Like because of that alone,
no sense.
Because of that alone, it just pisses me off. Like that's the unfortunate thing with Exo Primal. It's like that game could be. I mean, I never had an interest in it. But when I saw the stuff that you had to go through, the hoops and hurdles and stuff, I don't know if it's too late. It's definitely too late for me to care, but. It's just like, wow, man, like we literally had to struggle just to get simple multiplayer like that to right. work. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like that's just doesn't even make. And the irony of it is they want you to play multiplayer. The game is multiplayer. That's the funny thing about it. It's like,
so it makes no sense. It's like, why would you build a game with this where you can't play with your friends on? Like you're telling me my friend on Steam, I can't play with my friend on Steam just because I'm on Game Pass? That's ridiculous.
That's all ridiculous in itself. And what's worse is that they made a program. They had Capcom ID. They created Capcom ID just for this reason, and it didn't work. Like, it's just like you kind of want to wring your neck out on this. Like, because what's weird is that this game isn't exclusive to Xbox or to PC right. and stuff, but they somehow did it to make it possible that, like, oh, only Xbox players can play with Xbox people and only PC players can play with PC people.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's just so freaking stupid. And so, like, and that's what really makes it frustrating when you want to play games like this, play games and you have to deal with this stuff. It's like, no, I don't want to deal with it. I just want the game to work. I don't need to go through hoops and hurdles. Like yesterday, for instance, me and Lenny Bean, a friend on Twitch, we were wanting to play the demo for the new, there's a G.I. Joe beat 'em up game that came out called The Wrath of Cobra. We wanted to play the demo.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So, but because it was a demo, they didn't have the online play to work yet. But we used the Steam co-op play. You know, the one that you can remote in and go into their session and you can play as like a player two and stuff. Well, because of how the game is, it was really janky. So it took us like an hour just to get that to work correctly, just to play a game that's only 20 minutes long. And
that's wild.
I'm just thinking, like, when you have to do hoops and hurdles and try to figure this stuff out just for something simple like that, it's just like, it just defeats the purpose of wanting to play. Like, I'm done.
Absolutely detrimental. Yeah, it's absolutely detrimental to them. And I don't know, you know, there'll be a base, there's players and stuff like that, but like, I don't think, you know, it's hard to say that it'll get as big as I think it could have gotten because they had that stuff out the gate. People who have been playing with their friends, it would have been easily, you know, they've got a solid cadence for drops. Excuse me, new seasons every 3 months. They're adding new stuff into those seasons, not only cosmetically, but like new variant suits, new modes, things like that. Like, really, it's a solid game. My biggest issue is the fact that I could not, it has taken over a year for them to be able to bring this in. And it's something that they addressed on their site from the jump off too, because there was enough people that I was like, what is this shenanigans? Why can't I group up with my friends? We realize the game won't be able to do that, but we're currently working on a mode or a way to be able to allow that. And it's like, why? Stupid. Why would you make a game like this without having crossplay?
You had to make a mode to do that. It's like, we didn't think of that in the first place. It's like, are you kidding
me? That's crazy.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but dude. Like, hire me next time, Capcom.
Yeah.
I'll set you guys right.
That's exactly what it needed to be. Like, I don't know. Maybe they were just on the table, a round table of yes men. And they're just saying, yeah, we should do it this way. And then no one brought that up, maybe, to think of that.
I don't know how.
Yeah, because
the devs definitely had to have said something about it. I can't imagine that they wouldn't have, though.
Yeah, but the good news is they're still keeping up with like with content inside of it. So I'll give them on that. I mean, like,
game is fun.
Okay.
The variations, the new, like, suits that they brought in and stuff like that, like it changes up. It changes up the play style. They've added in more missions, you know, where you get to a certain point where it's PvE and then it switches over to PvP. Like, I love all that stuff. You know what I mean? But like, it's just, it's hard to bring people in, and we'll see. I think this will be the real test if more folks jump into it with this new ability to be able to go in, create these custom lobbies and do all the things with your friends.
Yeah.
I think that changes things, but I don't know if it's too late to really do anything.
Whenever you're up to it, you should hit up Dust again, see if it's possible. If he's willing to do it.
Oh, for sure. I do need to hit up Dust and see if we'll give it a good good old college try there.
The good old college try, yeah.
You know. But it's out now, so if you're looking to possibly get into Exoprimal, hit me up. I would love to play with friends. That's the one thing I'm missing, is actually playing with people I know.
That's definitely true. All right, well, good deal. Well, there you go. So that's going to be So Exoprimal, April 17th it came out. So yeah, so 3 days ago. So there you go. So that's be pretty very fun. All right. Final topic today is Ghost of Tsushima. Because Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut is finally coming out on PC. This game has been like in the works for golly, like literally for 3 years. Like, it's been a while. This is probably the longest one besides the other titles. It's coming. Let me see if I find if they have an official release date. But this one, hold on. PC release date. Let's go. PC release date. Yeah, May 16th. Okay, so it's coming out May 16th for PC. So if you have not played this game, play this game. If you love samurais, you'll love this game. Really good story, really good battle system. Everything on this was really, really good. But what's cool about this one is that this game is also inaugurally showing a new cross-play system between the PC into your PlayStation as well. So that means, so that means that your progression can also will not only could cross-play between PC to PlayStation, but also your trophies that you've earned on your PC can also move over to your PlayStation account as well. So because they now
that's
have,
huge.
Yeah, so they now have a new PlayStation interface that's allowing that allows you to move your full progression on everything towards this. So this is the game was beautiful. Came out on the PlayStation 4 originally back in 2021 when it first came out. Then they had the director's cut that came out back in 2022 for the people that came out for the PS5 and for the PS4. I was kind of pissed because I bought the PS4 version and a year later they had the director's cut. I was like, no, I'm not paying $60 for it. I still haven't played it. And then the director's cut version has a new location. It's like a bonus DLC yeah. location and stuff. So really, really cool. Really cool stuff. If I didn't play, and the cool thing was that there was this cool multiplayer mode where you could play with a group of other people. Like four other people and do some really hard tasks and stuff, which was a really solid multiplayer mode, which I definitely missed. So I might actually get back in on it if it's crossplay. But yeah, it's a very fun game. The game looks beautiful. The voiceover stuff. This Kurosawa mode, which is a black and white mode. Which is freaking insane. That's why I told myself I was going to play it, but I didn't get a chance to play it. But I will next time. If I ever play this game again, I will definitely do a black and white mode for it.
Very cinematic.
Oh God. Yes. God. Yes. Yeah. And, but yeah, definitely, one of my favorite games on the system. So I didn't know. I don't know, Smindy, if you played this yet. Have you?
I didn't. I have it. I have the game. And I just haven't gotten around to playing it. To be honest, I've heard nothing but good things. I'm pretty sure it's on my PlayStation. I can't imagine though what it looks like on PC or what it's gonna look like on PC. Like, if it's cinematic on a PlayStation, whoo, on a PC, I want to see them shits cranked up. Like, right. And just see what it looks like. I bet it's exquisite, dude.
Oh,
like,
God, dude.
It's just such a gorgeous game.
Mm-hmm. And, the load time would probably be non-existent with an SSD connection. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, like, I think, but I think the cool thing, like I said, I think really the cool feature is that PlayStation is definitely kind of, I think the thing that really is showing me with PlayStation is that they're understanding that PC is something that they need to start looking into in the future. If we're adding stuff mm-hmm. like crossplay to like crossplay progression from PC yep. games to their system, as well as trophies. Cause you know,
please funny, do like, it for Destiny 2. That's one of my biggest gripes about Destiny 2. If I buy a DLC on PC, it does not exist on my PlayStation. So I can't, even though you have the ability to crossplay, your content and what you purchase does not go between the two, which is dumb.
I don't know if it's a PlayStation thing, because remember that was a thing ever since Bungie made it. Because you remember that was an Epic Games. Remember what I told you when I was talking about the key? Cause I wanted to be 100% sure. Cause I was like, wow, there's so many different ways to connect to this game. I don't know if there's mm-hmm. if there's a wrong way of doing it. And, I was like, holy crap. Okay. Yeah. So, so I wanted to be 100% sure that I didn't mess it up. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, so this is what you had to do? Okay, fine, but damn, okay. So if Sony finds a way of doing it, Yeah, please do that, because that's, yeah, because that's ridiculous. But they already do. That's the kind of thing they already do too on Fortnite, Genshin Impact, and all these other games too. Because they want the almighty dollar for it. Oh, excuse me, someone's at my door. Give me a minute.
Oh, you're good. Which, I mean, to me, you know, that it just makes sense to do something. If you're gonna make something truly, you know, crossplay, make it crossplay. Go all the way, but don't say, hey, you purchased this DLC, even though your accounts are connected. You purchased this on Steam. You don't have access to it on the PlayStation, which is, to me, absolutely ridiculous. I've also been hearing rumblings and stuff like that. I don't know if there's any validity to it about Destiny 3. They said they wouldn't do a Destiny 3. I'll be pissed if they do it. They said they're going to build off the infrastructure of Destiny 2. But again, with them now being under the PlayStation Sony blanket, who knows? I feel like anything is up for grabs there. But yeah, it's nice to see that. And again, this isn't even about, you know, Sony being like, oh, fine, you know, because they were super adamant about not releasing games on other systems. But we heard, I think it was earlier this year, where they said they're actually looking at doing it and the timing of doing it and speeding that timing up. So obviously they're seeing like, well, we're making money from putting this on PC. We'd be fools not to continue to do this. And they're making a significant amount from folks that don't have a PlayStation, that have a PC that now can play these games that were exclusive for PlayStation here down the road, which to me makes sense. Again, there's not too many games that a person's going to be like, I am going to buy this console for this game. So it's like, unless it's something big and meaty like that, it didn't make sense to me for them not to put it on like PC or hell, even Xbox. We saw Xbox games or Xbox exclusives now are going over to PlayStation and even Switch. You know, again, I think they're going to all ultimately kind of have that mix and match, but at the same time, hold a level of exclusivity for a time period and then release it wherever they choose to release it to get that extra bump and that bonus, you know, let it die down a little bit and then like resurgence because now it's coming to PlayStation or now you can play it on your Xbox for the price of full.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers of Last of Us Part 2, but I know when PlayStation releases a game on PC, it's a big deal. It's like a giant resurgence of a game that's come that's been out for a bit from their console, their big AAA game, which we already know is successful on their console to be successful on PC, you know? So, but I mean, but now if they're going to be doing this, if they're going to include in the integration, hopefully I wonder if the other games that are currently on that were PlayStation will also be able to do that crossplay integration.
I'd love to see that.
To the deal. Yeah. That's another question, but no, I love the direction they're going with PC. So, now, and they're not 100% stingy in their ways of being like, oh, this needs to be only on consoles and stuff.
I mean, right.
Now all they need to do.
It's just a matter of them being like, well, I mean, look at this money we're making by doing this. We'd be fools not to.
Essentially, man. I mean, like that would be so ideally nice. But then now they just need to also start with this BS of like crossplay between like, you know, Xbox and stuff. You know, like they just need to say, hey, let's just do it.
Open it up. Instead
of going through the stupid nonsense. You know.
Yeah. Open it up. God. And again, I think Microsoft has the right mindset, and they have for quite some time. But they're just like, look, dude, like, you can come into our ecosystem or you cannot, but you can still play our games here wherever you're playing games. We've opened up to Switch. We've opened up to, or Nintendo. We've opened up to PlayStation. Obviously we have this stuff with PC. They're just looking to just get our games, play them. That's all we really care about, you know? So I think that method of exclusivity that PlayStation has played on, and they can still play on that, but you know, again, it's having that time gated and they're looking to speed that up even more so of, hey, this game's going to be freaking exclusive on PlayStation for a year. The next year, you can expect it on PC and pick it up there.
Yeah, no. Tim just says here on the chat that I was trying to team up with Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo Switch before everybody can play against everybody, because when you are playing NBA games, you're only playing against PlayStation people, not everybody else. Yeah, no, that's why I like the best way. I mean, when you want to play like a sports game or something, you don't want to play it on a PlayStation, because you're going to be playing with another PlayStation people. Unfortunately, with that said, the bad news about it is that sometimes the biggest amount of people, like depending on the game, the sports game, like for instance, MLB, like MLB the Show, is the biggest amount of people playing MLB the Show is going to be on PlayStation, maybe NBA 2K statistically, there's more people playing it on PlayStation the most than they are on PC or on Xbox and stuff, which is unfortunate. But to say that that they still lock out that any percentage of people that play that same game on PC or on Microsoft is just so bad. It's just why would you it feels like you're penalizing them that they chose wrong on the system, and you just can't, and you don't want to play with them. Like why are you so close-minded when it comes to that point? I understand that there may not be any kind of money that is being swapped hands on, because that's the biggest thing that the reason why Sony would want to do anything is because like they're losing money in some sort of way that they don't want the competitors to get it. But dude, like the fact of the matter is that you're doing that. It's just so swarmy. Everyone else is all in except for you. It's like, come right. on.
Well, and I think there might be technical issues, especially when we're looking at the Nintendo Switch. Let's look at Mortal Kombat 1 from PC or any console.
You don't even need to talk.
That would be an unfair advantage for somebody. I don't know if it'd go towards the Switch side, but like there is a big leap from what they're doing on everything else versus, you know, what they have to do to make it work for a Switch. So I think some of that stuff may play into some of those decisions. There could also be just back end dealings that they have that we obviously are not privy to that cause some of those issues. But I agree with you 100%, Tim. It's like, look, dude, like if I'm playing something, there's absolutely no reason that PlayStation, Xbox, PC can't all be pooled together to be able to play together. Is there enough of a difference that it makes for that to be gated like that? I don't know, you know, but there, I feel like it's something that we just, I feel like we have a surface level look at that, and it's easy to be like, yo, dude, that's dumb. Why would they just not do that? You can do that here. But there could also be things that we just don't know about that are causing those issues or prevent something like that from happening. But in a sports game, yeah, I would want to play everybody. I want to know that I'm the best in the world against whoever. I don't care.
Yeah, you know? All right. Well, I mean, so it's like, or you have that one player. It's like, hey, I got two people playing Apex Legends on PC and then on PS5, and the other person's on Switch. It's like that person's clearly running at like 20 frames per second over the 60 that you're needing to play to be effective in this game. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There are obviously going to be circumstances between compatibility factors, but most of the times it's usually not the case. It's just they are not wanting to be open to like Xbox. I mean, they're not. they're more open now for PC player crossplay between PC to console, because they have their foot in the door of the PC game now. But to PlayStation to Xbox, to play a game between a PlayStation player to an Xbox player, no,
they don't still, like it. But I mean, you have things like that though. Like Fortnite, you could play with anybody, right? That's
there's like, dude, you can only name like, I guarantee you can probably name all the like the full crossplay games between like, you know, PC, Xbox, and what's it called?
Overwatch on
one hand. Okay.
Maybe Overwatch is another, I am pretty sure.
Minecraft, probably.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
You're Fortnite, like, I don't think there's many that like it's full, like legit crossplay. You can play and be match made with anybody over anything. And again, this is excluding Nintendo because they are at a point where their hardware cannot support the games and the things that are going on. So I'm sure, hopefully, if that they know any better. Well, not really. They do their own thing. We'll see. I would think that maybe that they would look at that, whatever the Switch 2 ends up looking like, that's something hopefully that they're able to address. Especially because when Microsoft said they're like, yeah, we're going to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo, I was like, I'm pretty sure the Switch would blow up. Like, you don't even have enough room to
Switch plays.
I don't keep it. I don't keep it on anything because it's huge.
You put the Call of Duty SD game inside the slot, start smoking. That's exactly what would end up happening. Yeah, it's like, is this supposed to do that? Yeah, it's loading. Ravage says that I would just sit in the fields and watch the time go by inside for Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah, dude, Ghost of Tsushima is no joke. It's a beautiful game. And I think, like, to play it on PC, if you have a top of the line PC that's running like a 4080 or 4090 and stuff, that you'll be able to turn on like DLSS 3 and all this different kinds of stuff. Oh my god, dude. I can't even imagine.
I know.
Yeah. Donk says Nintendo's considering performance clowning, never going to happen. I know, right? It will never happen.
You're right. Nintendo's the one that's like, look, dude, we don't give a shit. We do what Nintendo wants to do.
Nintendo's like, that's not even including the performance. We're not even talking about their network, man. Nintendo's network is just is literally just like made out of like bubble gum and sticks, man.
Straight up, dude. Here's this online multiplayer game. Good luck, y'all.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, when you saw stuff on your site, said you can play Apex on here. It's like, there's no freaking way. There's like, I don't think that's a good idea, right? No way that's going to happen. You know, I'm surprised how good that Mario Kart online works on it. That's probably the best online. Yeah, so it's pretty funny. Is that what that PlayStation Pro going to do, and it's going to work like a PC on the high end one? I wouldn't even see. Well, the way I look at consoles, like, even if you get a PS5 Pro, it's not high end game. I don't think it's high end gaming per se, but it is better than it is still a pretty good, stable enough a way to play your games.
Here's my deal with the PlayStation Pro, though. Mm-hmm. They barely have games that utilize the full system of the PlayStation 5. Mm-hmm. Why do you need a Pro? There's no games that will be able to utilize whatever kind of shenanigans they come out with. It's just going to be an iteration to say, now, instead of, you know, it's going to be real 4K, or it's not even going to be 4K. Instead of 1440p, it's going to be 21, whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not enough. And then they're going to charge you an arm and a leg.
The only game that I can see them... That I could see the reason why they're doing it is Grand Theft Auto 6. That's the only game I could see. But like all the other, but you're right. There's nothing like it's going to be a talking point of games. Like, it's going to be a trigger word, like, because I think they're calling it like vector technology or something like that, that they can put on new games, on games that will say, oh, this has this, so you could, if you have a PS5 Pro, then you could do, you'll be able to do this, it'll run faster or something special or whatever. Yeah, I'm not sold on it. Like, I'm not 100% sold on it. I won't pick it up day one or anything like that. It's not worth it. And you know it's going to be more expensive than the PS5. So, So to justify the fact that you're going to be paying, well, not only the fact that you decided to do a price hike on the original PS5, but then also now you're telling me that you're going to make a new version of a PS5 that's going to cost more than the regular PS5. I'm good, bro. I am totally good. You know, it's like, you already got my money. I already got two of them. I'm perfectly fine, you know? So,
completely unnecessary. There is nothing I could think of that would be like, I need a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Pro. Sorry.
5 Pro. Yeah.
PlayStation 5 Pro. Yeah. That's just too much, man.
Nothing at all. So anyways.
Nothing to play on it.
Yep.
Or play on it.
Yep. Not yet. Hey, we don't know. I mean, it's in the future. Unless there's something that, because we don't know what game, like maybe the next Wolverine game is going to play better on the PS5 Pro or whatever. Who knows what they're going to do. But it's
crazy because they've already talked about the fact that they're basically at the end of the life cycle. We probably have a couple more years.
Yeah.
Or a couple to a few more years before you know, we move on. But still, I just have a hard time believing that there's going to be anything that could probably utilize whatever kind of power that they put into it. I think you're right. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, like even when you look back on the life cycle of the five, it's like, it's disappointing to me because, like, I see, like, there's a lot of remakes and rehashes and stuff that they did. They did have exclusives, but at the same time, it was nowhere near the level of exclusives that the 4 had. And it was, and right. prior to that, even than ever. So I don't know what to justify getting a 6 is just stupid. Like, or a 5 Pro is just dumb, you know? Be able to buy a version of Skyrim, Red Dead 2, GTA. You know what's funny? No, I haven't. I haven't bought another copy of them. Towards it. Oh man, that's just going to be crazy. I read something that said 2026 for PSX. Who knows, man? It's possible.
That would be insane. Microsoft. But I can totally see that. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go, they'll release the PS5 and then they're going to re-release a bunch of games. Now you can play on your Pro with visually stunning same shit.
You know what's actually what makes me mad though too, when I seriously think about it, it's like when you seriously think about like the games that they're saying, oh, you can play with the 6 and then you can still play, then you can get a remaster of the game that you played on your 5 and stuff like that. I'm thinking of like games that like I lost on my 3 still. I'm just like, I still miss playing X-Men the arcade game or the Simpsons arcade game and stuff. You remember the long time I was bitching about Scott Pilgrim and stuff? It's just like, yeah, it's like man, it's just freaking, oh, it's so terrible. And Microsoft has officially announced this week that they're starting to work on their next gen console right now, so who knows what they're going to be doing. Yeah, whatever, man. Like, I don't know if this might be the last time I'm going to get a console, but we'll see, dude. But anyways, but folks, thank you for listening to episode number 216 of the CFG Gamecast. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. As always, we will be back again next week, except for Smitty, because he will be at the Las Vegas Level Up Expo. So definitely say hi if you're going there to see him. But if you did miss this episode, that's perfectly all right. We release it on all podcast services on Monday each and every week. So there is absolutely no reason to miss out on our sexy voices.
Ooh.
Guys, be sure to check us out on our main website, confreakstogeeks.com, and also check out the brand new podcast that we're coming out this week called What Do You Think Spoiler Cast. So guys, once again, this is Davis and Smitty signing out. Y'all take it easy.